Wednesday News Time 5:15, time for WINS Sports with Paul Greenberg.
And now, for your listening pleasure, the New York Knickerbockers Orchestra performs a medley of their favorite solutions for the current five-game losing streak.
The only thing we can do is work our way out of it.
We got to work our way out of it.
We're working very hard.
We just got to keep working hard, and hopefully it'll change around soon.
We'll win another game this year, somewhere.
Well, maybe tonight, when the Knicks will try to keep working when they visit the Nets, who have lost two in a row. However, New York will play the next 6 to 8 weeks without Charles Oakley. He's having surgery on his injured toe today. The Atlanta Hawks, meantime, are only 11-15, but tonight's game against Houston bears watching. Hawks coach Lenny Wilkins needs one victory to tie Red Auerbach's record of 938 career wins. But both those NBA games pale in comparison to the action at the Garden tonight. In the second game of the ECAC Holiday Festival, St. John's, who's 6-0, hosts Manhattan, who's won all eight of its games. It's also the Garden debut of Red Storm freshman sensation Felipe Lopez. Manhattan coach Fran Fraschilla marvels.
He's a terrific talent, but I think he's got that, and I don't want to compare him to Michael Jordan, but that Jordan-esque charisma at the college level right now.
Lopez is averaging over 18 points a game. In the opener, Penn faces Colgate. In baseball, the chief has died. Former Yankee pitcher Allie Reynolds, who helped the Yanks win six World Series titles from 1947 to 1954, was 77. He'd been fighting cancer. Reynolds threw two no-hitters in 1951. He was equally proficient as a starter and a reliever. And how's this for absurdity? The baseball players and owners have each filed unfair labor practice charges with the National Labor Relations Board against each other today. Paul Greenberg, 1010 WINS Sports.